for many different reasons. The past year has, for Karen and me, been one of the most memorable years of our lives. I shall always be grateful to the Lord and to you, his people, for entrusting to me the office of moderator. And if I were to try and summarize how I feel about this year, it would be with the words that a blessing has been given to me that is pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For the past year, as a church, we have been reminded and have been exploring what it means to be a place of transformation. And this evening, by way of reflection, let me take you on a journey to visit some of the places of transformation which I have been able, as moderator, to visit in your name and on your behalf. This year, the moderator's overseas trip was to Rwanda on behalf of the World Development Appeal to learn of the vital work supported by Tear Fund and Christian Aid through their partners. The context for that development work is a genocide of 20 years ago, in which as many as 1 million people were killed in 100 days. Whilst the genocide memorial honestly portrays the horror, nothing prepared us for the visit to two Catholic churches, where many people gathered to find sanctuary, but instead found death. These church buildings have been left as they were, with shrapnel, bullet holes, bloodstains. But thankfully, that is not the whole story of Rwanda. To be able to touch one of the water towers built to harvest rainwater was for me one of the most memorable and moving of moments. What a difference to everyday life is the at hand availability of clean water. People in Rwanda, we discover, need a hand up, not a handout. As well as bringing much needed sustainable development, the church in Rwanda, both officially and at grassroots level, has been playing a vital part in rebuilding society, seeking to address matters of guilt, forgiveness, and reconciliation. We met the Seekers of Peace, a locally organized group of Christians who initially met for prayer and Bible study. In time, they reached out to their community, bringing much-needed practical help, and have been seeking to foster reconciliation and good community relations. Thanks to the generosity of the Presbyterian family, this year you were able to give a total of £972,000 to the two appeals, both of which came our way in November and December, the World Development Appeal and the Philippine Typhoon Appeal. Here is a quick survey of some of the new properties that we attended in this past year. For in this past year, no less than 13 congregations invited me to share with them and take part in services of the opening and dedication of new or renovated properties. On every visit, we were impressed with the courage, faith, generosity of each congregation, working together to enhance their worship and witness and make their place of worship a place of transformation. In particular, I couldn't help but notice the use of glass and open space to create large welcome areas where people can meet and greet one another. Now, a personal story, my places of transformation. Here I show you Union Road in Machrefeld. For this is where my parents confessed their faith, and I was baptized. It's just a few years ago. Though I didn't know it, in the providence of God, this was to be my first place of transformation. And among the other places of transformation were our family congregations, first Cookstown, the Mall Armagh, followed by Low Memorial Finihy, where my visit was recorded permanently, Other places are Glengormley, where I served as assistant, my first charges of Clough and Seaford, United Congregations, and of course the Congregation of Kilfenan, whose love, support and prayers have meant so much to us in this past year. As moderator, we visited the presbyteries of Ards, South Belfast and Down, places of transformation also. In the Ards Presbytery, we were greatly taken with the storehouse, where all the churches, not just Presbyterian, are collaborating together with resources and personnel to meet the growing and pressing needs of the poor. In South Belfast, along with Jenny, I tried my hand at cooking breakfast at Friendship House. We find ourselves on the streets of Belfast late one Friday night, or was it Saturday morning, until 2 a.m. with the nightlight team. And in the Down Presbytery, we spent part of a morning hearing of the work of the Hub, which offers counseling now to all kinds of people. It grew out of the Christian response to suicides within the community, each one of them seeking to be a place of transformation. Every local congregation places a lot of emphasis on its children and its young people. We found great encouragement from the several transformation events organized across our church by Youth and Children's. In September, there was a morning at Springfield Farm with preschool children and their mums. I not only spoke at the commissioning for the interns, the VIPs, but was able to lead them in a time of devotion. The Mad Weekend continues to be as popular as ever. I understand that it is already booked out for this autumn. We were very busy, but there was always time to stand up for the Ulster men and be there on Friday nights. There was always time for a good cup of coffee. And to my more than 630 Twitter followers, I want to say thank you for coming on the journey with me. I don't quite have as many as Justin Bieber. He has 52 million. So I have a bit of a way to go as moderator to get there. But I found Twitter a great way to communicate in an instant where I was, the people I was with, and what I have been doing. And I suppose I have the honor of being the first moderator in PCI to tweet. Gujarat, India. In mid-March, Karen and I traveled with Leah from the Bible Society, making an all-too-brief six-day trip to Gujarat in India. We were garlanded everywhere we went. There we discovered, to our amazement, how deeply appreciative are many Indian Christians for what they call the IP mission, Irish Presbyterian. They speak of the 19th century missionaries who left Ireland as if they had just left last year. We were able to visit Christian hostels where disadvantaged children receive care, education, and support, and they're well looked after. Part of the forthcoming youth project will be to partner with the Bible Society in making available copies of God's Word for many of these children. This building, not just the assembly hall, but the whole of the church house assembly buildings, have proven to us this year to be a place of transformation. We held several conferences in the assembly hall, each following a similar format with public presentations and roundtable discussions. There was the God in the Shadows event, ministering or understanding how to minister to people with depression. We had the Eyes to See conference, in which guests from Kenya and Indonesia shared of the church's role in bringing transformation to troubled parts of the world. The church in the public square drew in many representatives of public and political life. Breaking the silence, this conference arose from in response to the SPUD delegates at last year's assembly. Through it, we sought to address issues surrounding adolescent mental health. Dealing with the past, shaping the future, our Good Relations Conference enabled us to reflect Christianly and biblically on issues such as parades, flags, and the past. Our Herald Agents Day was an opportunity to affirm those who are the link in distributing the Presbyterian Herald within our congregations, three of whom on that day were acknowledged for having fulfilled this role for more than 45 years and had never been acknowledged before. And on peril of my life, I dare not leave out the two PW annual general meetings, Anna, the new president, and the valuable work of our PW associations. Time, alas, is not on my side. There isn't time to linger over a visit with the students in Derry Volgay, or at Thompson House, or at the King and Church for the Deaf, or with the hospice chaplains, the family week at the Share Centre. Congregations and colleagues, women and men, all around Ireland. Let me sum up my reflections as follows. A word of sincere thanks to all the staff who, through their service in this building, serve the wider church. With every visit and for every request, I met with nothing but warmth, kindness, welcome, and support. And I want to affirm most strongly that here is a place and here are people of transformation. To our clerk, to our deputy clerk, to our press officer, and all the staff in the General Secretary's office, and to Joyce in particular, who kept my diary and kept me right, a big heartfelt thank you. To John and Philip, my two chaplains, who in this past year met every request for help, support, and prayer. Thank you. To the whole church, you have entrusted me with this office and this opportunity, and I will be forever grateful to you for giving it to me. To those whom I met within and out with the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, and to those whom I met within and out with the Christian Church, you have enriched me immeasurably beyond your knowing, and I will be grateful for every contact and visit that we had. To Kilfenan, for releasing me, and for Mark, for looking after Kilfenan. Karen and I are looking forward to coming home and being once again with our church family. To Karen and Rachel and Hannah, for their love and support, sharing this past year, continuing to keep me right and making me look much better than I am. Thank you to the three of you. And wherever you and I live and work, there we know and believe that the Lord has located us in our place of transformation. Now, with that in mind, as we pray that the Lord through us would build his kingdom for him and his glory, I want to show a video that was shown on the assembly celebration on Wednesday of last year. Some of you will remember it. For some of us, it will be new. But it's on the theme of the church, and in particular, where you and I are placed in our places of transformation. Thank you.